Current research and initiatives highlight the lack of chronological understanding that enables children to place a unit of work within a greater narrative. The use of class and school timelines is an essential tool here. Visual timelines help children develop a pictorial vocabulary to navigate around historical narratives, and they also develop children's understanding of other features while locating themselves within time. They can also begin to make links and connections across periods. One of the most difficult tasks to accomplish is to sequence images if we can't read the visual clues. So a good key stage two history must include some element of timelining within it, of the development of chronological understanding, of a narrative that we can fit things into. A wealth of accurate visual images of a period is essential resource, therefore, for this area. It's also really important to consider the context of the period that you want to focus on. What makes that period significant? What are the key themes or ideas that shape the period? Understanding why the Greeks had so many gods and what they tell us about what was important in Greek life is more important than just matching the names or images or properties of those gods and goddesses. Likewise, placing rationing or evacuation in a context by investigating why it happened is more effective than just looking at a plate of a week's rations. It's particularly valuable if we present it to children as a problem-solving issue. So the food that was imported, sugar, tea, coffee, wheat, tropical fruit, meat, our sea route has been blockaded. We don't bring things in by plane because it's too expensive. So what are we going to do about it? How are we going to manage it? Getting children to investigate what they might do and then seeing what was done is going to make more sense for them than if we just present the superficial. The context is not black and white houses for the Tudor period, but the religious conflict. Characteristic features should relate to ideas for Key Stage 2 children, not just things. If we don't look at why the Egyptians mummified their dead, we've missed the whole point of mummification.